People are afraid of lots of different things. Heights, the dark. Some people are afraid of change. Some people have the fear of missing out on something. Some people are afraid of spiders, yet others are afraid of clowns. Every one of these fears, to me, has something in common. If you're afraid of the dark, you don't know what else is in that room with you. If you're in an airplane and afraid of heights, you don't know what's going to happen if that engine stops. Well, there are plenty of unknowns for Bemidji State football fans this week. For almost 100 years of Beaver football, they have never made the NCAA playoffs. Ever. They made the Mineral Water Bowl twice, and that was great and all, but it's not really what they wanted. They wanted the playoffs. In Division II football, they have a regional pull. Beavers in Super Region 4. When the season ends today, the members of that Super Region 4 committee will meet, and their top seven teams will be in the NCAA playoffs. Going into last week, Bemidji State was 7th. Right behind them, Minnesota Duluth at 8. Augustana was ranked 2nd. Augustana went to Duluth, got blown out. Duluth climbed up one spot. Augustana only dropped one spot. Last week, Bemidji State went to Northern State, came away with a win. Winning on the road matters to that committee. They moved Bemidji State up 3 spots to number 4. Going into the week, I wasn't sure if Bemidji State would get into the playoffs even if they won today. Now I feel fairly confident in saying, yes, Bemidji State is in the playoffs if they win today. That helps with some of the uncertainty, but even senior Gabe Ames says the unknown puts you on edge a little bit heading into the week.
There's a lot of unknowns, but like Coach Bolte has said to us multiple times within the past at least 3 weeks, we're just going to try to control the controllables, and that's getting out this week, practicing really hard, staying sharp, and making sure everybody's healthy, and then taking care of business on Saturday, and things will hopefully take care of themselves at that point.
We knew going into last weekend's game at Northern that if Bemidji State won, set up a pretty good possibility with a win today, they'd be in. How did they get the win last week? Well, Brandon Ault did what Brandon Ault does. Malik Williams did what Malik Williams does.
That'll make it 2nd and goal at the Northern State 5. 39 seconds remaining in the half. Beavers still with 2 timeouts. Ault, the pass, looks far side, throws it into the corner of the end zone. It is caught. It is a touchdown. Malik Williams. That man again, Malik Williams, he ties the school record in touchdowns in a season. That's his 14th.
And then, oh, the gangrene defense. Not one interception.
One receiver far side, 2 on the near side with the tight end. Troutman to pass on 2nd and 10. He's under pressure. It's a screen, and is it intercepted? It is! Spencer Weir made the play. It was a screen pass, and Troutman flipped it up in the air, looking for Benton behind the screen, and Spencer Weir came in and picked it off the turf for an interception.
Not 2 interceptions.
Troutman, back to pass, looks far side. It's intercepted at the 10-yard line. Jenkins with the interception at the 20, the 25, and out to the 28-yard line. Huge play by Bemidji State and Jalen Jenkins.
But 3 interceptions. The last one to seal the deal.
Troutman with the snap. Back to pass. He's under pressure. Steps up. Heaves it up in the air. It comes down at about the 5-yard line. It's tipped in the air, and it is intercepted by the Beavers. Jake West comes down with the ball in the end zone, and Bemidji State wins it 36-34.
Coach Bolte, how have you dealt with the unknowns this week?
At a certain point, you just got to let the committee do their job, and we got to do ours. And you talk about controlling the controllables, being 1-0 each practice, 1-0 each rep. It's not going to be easy at all against UMary. They're going to be a good football team, but you certainly, at this point of the year, you feel like you control your own destiny if you win. So this is just another playoff week. Last week was a playoff week, and this is another playoff week for us.
About 3.5 hours from now, Bemidji State hopes to add their names into the record books. The first team in program history to make the playoffs. What do you say we go on this uncertain ride together? Budweiser pregame show next. Kickoff at the top of the hour. Beavers and the Marauders from UMary, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.